Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
How and why are you drunk at 6 o'clock?
Well, the how's pretty self-explanatory, and the why is because I thought we were leaving at 6 a.m. tomorrow. Ergo, Latin, plenty of time to sleep it off.
The hottest spot north of Milwaukee.
I wonder how many of those I can get in my mouth. Quick, shove it into my mouth. It can never recreate that magical moment when it first goes in there. Puss. Oh, I love sticking stuff in my ear. And you got to get it moist. I'll stick anything in there. Anything. You take it in the butt.
Whoops. Somebody is warning me that Souk has led me astray many a times, and this is indeed a path to avoid, this cop rock thing that you're going down.
Yeah.
I don't know what this is, but I'm not interested.
Well, it's too late. I'm having Mike pull one of the cop rock songs, this one being Baby Merchant, where a man is literally trying to convince a couple to allow him to human traffic a child for them. And yet he's doing it in a majestic song form.
Once again, I would like to state for the record, I am not interested.
Too late. Already going down those roads.
So the show that's coming back that I was talking about will air August 11th.
Mm-hmm.
MTV Cribs.
Oh, I love MTV Cribs.
See, I thought you'd like that.
Yeah.
MTV Cribs is coming back.
Now, I was a little disappointed because it turns out that the vast majority of those homes weren't real.
Oh, they weren't?
No.
What do you mean?
People rented.
Oh.
Yeah, they were. Yeah.
And it they better not do that this time.
And it got towards the end where there would be some C-list rapper and you would have some sort of monstrosity of a house with eight Lamborghinis. And you're like, how is that possible? Well, it turns out they weren't.
It's not.
It's not.
So Zeebo's house wasn't real?
No, that was Zach Randolph's house. And they said I saw a thing on, I don't know. I don't remember. It was on Complex or something. I was reading about it. And it was how real are reality shows? And it went through different ones. And they were talking about that with Cribs. And they said that as it went on, it got worse and worse. And they basically said that the lower the celebrity and the nicer the house, it's real easy to spot in there. You can tell when there's nothing personal in there.
Yeah.
Like with Zeebo's house, he would have a customized pool table in his, and you're like, okay, that's
right.
That's his. But when you've got I don't know. Like I said, when you have some C-list pop star and it's this $50 million mansion and there's not a single thing in there of that, that's theirs. You're like, okay, that's you rented a house and you rented some cars.
So here are the celebrities that will be featured. Martha Stewart.
See, that right there is must-see TV.
You think so?
I would love to see. Martha Stewart is the queen of, nice things. I would love to see Martha Stewart's home.
Well, you're going to.
And her fridge. I bet her kitchen is amazing.
Yeah, I guarantee that. You can see where she was on house arrest.
Oh, well, she actually did real prison time.
Who is Christian Siriano?
Christian Siriano.
On the list. I don't know who that is.
Christian.
Scott Disick. Lord Disick's house.
Again, sign me up.
Yeah, I'm interested in that too.
He's an American fashion designer.
I also hate him, so I don't want to watch him do it, but I'd like to see his house.
Yeah, see, that's the thing is you can hate watch. That guy is a giant douche, but I'm absolutely intrigued by how that guy lives. Although he's the type that I feel like would rent things.
Mm.
Like,
I don't know, man. He's attached to those Kardashians.
I know he's got a lot of money, but he seems like the type that he would show you like 17 cars and none of them would be his.
Yeah.
He just seems like the type that would go so over. Even though he has a lot, I can see him going way over the top.
Not bad.
Just to,
you might be right.
Just to try to be like, this is how I live.
Ashley Simpson.
Okay.
I forgot about her.
Yeah.
Snooki. Rick Ross.
Okay, Rick Ross's is going to be...
That's cool.
That's going to be kick-ass. And you know what? Snooki's is going to be interesting. If they actually do a real home, I'll bet you it's a lot nicer than you think.
Yeah.
She's made money.
Yeah.
I would be...
It'll be a big Jersey mansion.
Yeah, I would be intrigued by Snooki. The only one that I don't know who the designer is. And other than that, I think all these are fairly interesting.
Kathy Griffin...
She had a reality show, so we've
seen... Yeah, we've seen her house.
And she does have a very nice big house.
Evan Ross?
I don't know who that is.
I think he's with Ashley Simpson. JoJo Siwa? Anybody?
Evan Ross is with Ashley Simpson. What was it? JoJo?
JoJo Siwa, Siwa. I don't know who that is.
She is an American dancer.
Okay. We're going to get to see her
house. She looks like she's a little kid.
Big Sean.
Like... That JoJo literally looks like she's 12.
Well, maybe she is. Maybe we're going to her parents' house.
Huh. Yeah, she's like some sort of Nickelodeon whatever. That may be depressing because you're about to see like a 12-year-old's mansion and then you realize you're going home to your pile of crap.
Big Sean do anything for you?
Yeah, I got nothing against Big Sean. I'm way more interested in Rick Ross because I think it'll be way over the top. But yeah.
I could not pick Big Sean out of a lineup.
Well, the weird part about Big Sean is he's not big.
He's little?
Yeah.
He should be Lil Sean.
He's like a good-looking... My kid listens to Big Sean, and I had the idea that Big Sean would be a big fat guy like Rick Ross.
Right.
Although I think Rick Ross lost a lot of weight, but I like the big fat Rick Ross. So I kind of thought Big Sean would be just, you know, big fat dude. No, he's kind of... He looks like a Denzel Washington kind of guy. He's like in good shape. And
then we have Marseille Martin.
Don't know.
Don't know either. And Tinashe. Tinashe? Tinashe.
Tinashe.
Tinashe. Tinashe? I don't know. Some hot.
Oh, she's a hot?
Yeah. She's a singer, I guess.
Mm. Okay. Mm. Look, MTV Cribs, you can't all be winners, but I'm intrigued by everything that that this show is bringing to the table.
Mike just winked at me.
Get ready.
Oh, no. Is this Cop Rock?
Baby Merchant.
Oh,
human trafficking in song form.
When you're shopping for a dream come true.
Oh, no.
A little package in a pink or blue. All depends on who you're talking to. Don't you worry about a thing, because you know I got the goods for you.
Oh.
Yeah.
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 The city gives you such a run around. Those pencil pushers only put you down. And lawyers ain't the only game in town. That's a migraine and a half. I won't put you through. I'm the baby merchant. Tots are us. I give
what?
You all the service and no damn fuss. Give up, baby merchant. Just a week or two.
Tots are us.
Uh-huh. I'll have your baby for you.
Oh,
human
my
trafficking,
God.
Baby. Ooh, ooh, ooh. You gotta admit, it's pretty
what?
Catchy.
Yeah. What was the... I don't understand. Like, what is...
I always got a good supply at hand.
So this is like a deliver cop show? Like,
yes.
So the cops come in and arrest this guy? Or
he's like, the villain.
Yeah.
Yes.
11 grand. That's a small price.
11?
Okay. For a toddler today.
Oh, my God.
He's selling kids.
I'm not concerned with any trumped up illegality. We're just one big happy family. It's a pleasure doing business the American way. I'm the baby merchant. Tots are us. I give you all the service.
Uh-huh.
No damn fuss. Give the baby merchant just a week or two.
It only takes a couple weeks.
Yeah, 11 grand in a couple weeks.
Man. That is something.
Picture yes, it is.
Yourself in your house with a new son or daughter.
Another verse?
No one it's like 3.5 minutes long. The whole show was this. The entire show was people singing.
From the baby merchant, tots, iras, I give you.
Kind of catchy.
Yes.
And no damn fuss you give the baby merchant. Just a week or two. I'll have your baby
for you.
I'll have your baby for you.
Wow.
I'll have your baby for you.
$11,000.
Gross!
Stay available. I'll be in touch.
Stay available.
Yeah. Now, here's the thing you don't know is the entire video is him standing between a husband and wife singing to them. And they have this look on their face like,
And he's slinking around.
Very compelling case you build.
Yes. Some others.
Tots R Us.
Some other cop rock songs. I'm Not Racist, But.
We probably can't even play that one.
There's also the homeless song, which might be relevant to Portland, where the cops show up to try to shoo away some vagrants and they break out into majestic song. That was the entire show. It was just song after song.
And it was on NBC?
Yeah, it was like NBC or ABC. It was a network show.
I don't remember that show at all.
It didn't last very long, but it will live on in memory forever.
Wow. Well, the list for Cribs, The Return of Cribs, is not the greatest list, but there's a couple interesting ones on there.
Yeah. Rick Ross is at the top of my list.
I would want to see, Phil Knight's house.
Yeah, I was gonna say guys like that don't do it, but on the original, Richard Branson did his island.
That. Yeah, that was good.
Amazing.
It's all open air.
Yeah, he's got a toilet just out in the middle of a mountain with nothing around it.
Yeah,
and he took a deuce on it.
I tell you what, if you let me just. Well, what am I trying to say? I think that's as close as to perfect as you could get from me.
Yeah.
Is what Richard Branson has on that island. That is so freaking cool.
Like barley high, barley low. There were two homes like on two separate islands side by side. Like Mariah Carey got married there. I'm with you. It was like the most amazing thing. But
I would love to have an open air home.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be awesome?
When you go travel places that are warmer like that and you see people that really utilize the indoor-outdoor, you can't do it. You can't do it here.
It got to experience that when I went to Turks and Caicos.
Yeah. Oh.
The wedding I went to, the bride's family was filthy, stinking rich, like more loaded than you could imagine. And they had a house there, which is where the wedding was, and it was an open-air home right on the water, and it was incredible.
Mm.
Yeah, some of those in certain places. And like when I went down to Belize, a lot of people had done the shipping containers. And they cut those up and they weld a couple of them together and they all have like garage doors, like glass garage doors. And so they're all just, and a lot of bars are that, and they just are, you know, they press a button and it all opens up. And yeah, I'm so with you, but you got to have a place that's, you know, 70,
on the beach in the Caribbean.
On the beach in the Caribbean.
Yeah, I mean, like, not the entire house was open, but the middle area had, like, the pool and, like, an outdoor kitchen and, like, an outdoor living room. And then to the right and left were the indoor areas.
Yeah.
So Cribs, the U.S. version, the new U.S. version of Cribs is slated to premiere on MTV on August 11th at 6:30 here on the West.
What are they going to do, though, now that they're running this, that Ridiculousness will not be running?
Oh, no, it'll run.
24 hours a day.
Well, this is like a half-hour show, man.
Well, what if I need, in that very moment, another episode of Ridiculousness?
You're going to get it.
Again,
that's all they do.
It is. Anytime I'm scrolling by, I love going by MTV, and I can't help myself. I always say out loud, hey, Ridiculousness is on.
I hope that Rob guy gets paid by the show.
I'm guessing that he's all there is. That's literally, they run it 20 hours out of the 24, and sometimes they run it for 3 or 4 days straight with nothing else. It's amazing.
All right, the kids are just going to go all virtual with their encounters. How do we feel about this? next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The Fan.
Can I get a hot tub?
Like 3 minutes to deadline. If you want to make the 6 o'clock news, it's now or never.
Do you think the cops have too much power? Do you think they use excessive force?
Tell us, was your life in danger? Tell us, did you feel any remorse?
Are you part of an organized outcrime? Are you acting on your
own? Would you agree this case has racial overtones?
The cameras are rolling, so bear your soul for the record.
I'll hold a tight deadline. Say what's on your mind
for the record.
I don't understand.
Reporters trying to get cops on the record to give them a statement about a racially motivated shooting.
How did it feel when you pulled the trigger? Tell us what went through your mind.
Can justice really be served here? Will the punishment fit the crime?
Do you see a political future? Do you think the judge will let you walk?
The public some answers. Here's your chance to talk.
Black people will no longer be silent or submissive. Just like we will rise up in Soweto and Transkei and Botswana, so will we rise up in South Central Los Angeles.
This man thinks that Los Angeles is a racist city. Maybe it is. Maybe it isn't. But I'm not a racist. I'm not an assassin. I'm just a cop.
Cameras are rolling, so bear your soul for the record.
God.
I'm on a tight deadline. Say what's on your mind
for the record.
Why is so dumb if we're writing it down
for the record?
Why are we so dumb?
This
sounds like it's from Beverly Hills Cop or something, like from the 80s, you know?
It looks like it's
pretty good. Make sure that it's sensational.
Turn it on, please!
Can you wait for the last 10 seconds? My God.
You are going to be driving around today on the radio. For the record.
Stupid.
Do you agree this case has racial undertones? My gosh, that was a real show. 1990 ABC.
I would like to apologize to all of you out there. This was solely Souk and only Souk, one of these two songs played. And I am but a humble merchant who is giving you what Souk asks.
Hey, humble
be careful.
Merchant.
We come back. I may have the homeless song for you.
Well, there was somebody that warned us.
Yes.
He said, this is a path to avoid, and he was not wrong.
Here we go. For the record!
Now he's going to give... Here's what's going to happen. We're going to take another break here in about 6 minutes, and Souk's going to tell Mike, hey, Mike, could you go grab this one from... YouTube?
And I'm going to say no, we've had enough,
yeah,
Souk.
Thank you.
Someone we've said, had enough. Two said, is a plenty.
Someone said I just tuned in. I have no idea what's going on.
Two is plenty.
That's cop rock.
For the record!
It's just stupid stuff that It's just stupid.
Uh-huh. And yet,
and you're stupid.
People watch that?
Yeah, like, who watched
that? People liked that?
And yet it's in your head right now. And the baby, and the baby merchant.
Like, what is the appeal of that show?
No idea.
No one knows.
No clue.
No one knows. Exactly. Some power tools.
Power tools. All right. Sometimes it can be rough being single, Jason.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. There's a lot of lonely people out there.
Now, a new study finds it can be downright unbearable during a pandemic. This from studyfinds.org. Mm,
back to our studies.
Nearly half of young single Americans haven't been physically intimate with someone since the beginning of the pandemic.
Ooh, that's a long, long time.
Yeah, what are we at now? Like 12, 13, 14, 15?
Yeah, we're well over a year
16
and a half,
months,
right? Yeah.
17 months? 18 months, 19 months, 20 months.
Something tells me Pornhub has been very, very active.
As a result, more than half of young single Americans say they have turned to virtual sexual intimacy more than ever before.
Isn't that just porn?
No, they're saying that they're doing it with other people, but they're doing it virtually. In other words, they're not just watching porn. They're like,
now are they paying for this or are they
this is their relationship with another human.
Huh.
Who's in another home quarantining.
So you're virtual dating, you're meeting people online, you're dating them online, and you're rubbing feet online.
Yes, and more so, 2/3 of the respondents in this poll said that after the pandemic is over, they will continue with virtual intimacy.
What?
Yeah. Video chats, sexting, and phone sex.
As opposed to
physical. In other words, the youngs are a little worried about physical contact when we come out of this bitch.
What?
64% of singles agree that being virtually intimate during the pandemic changed what they consider intimacy to be.
Oh my gosh.
Nearly 6 in 10 now place a higher value on other types of intimacy, like emotional or intellectual intimacy, while 45% find less value in physical connections. Boy, that's terrifying.
That may be...
That's the worst thing to come out of the pandemic right there, besides the deaths.
Yeah, the 500,000 or 600,000 people. But...
Damn, dude.
So you would rather just... You'd rather just do it yourself while watching someone as opposed to actually having sex?
Apparently.
That is... I can't process that.
I know, it's really... It's really... sad.
Look, I get that kids are dumb. We all do dumb stuff when we're young. But the one thing I thought we kids and adults alike that, you know, we could agree on is that sex is fantastic.
I think that's universal.
Right? Like is there anyone out there that's like, eh, no.
What percent do you think of men and women believe that one night stands will be a thing of the past post-pandemic?
I would hope that's a very low number. I mean, that's...
Again, these are the youngs.
The youngs? Well, you said 64% are into this, you know, whatever online thing.
Virtual sex.
Virtual diddle. I gotta say, one-night stands, like 65, 70%?
Yeah, 61% of men agree that one-night stands will be a thing of the past. 45% of women. How about that?
I am having a hard time processing this information.
Are they just saying that because they're being asked this? Like, I feel like...
Maybe.
What? Like, one-night stands are fun.
This guy says my ex dislikes sex with me, so she found someone else. Well, that's true, but this isn't saying that you were disliking sex with a particular person. You're just saying you prefer online sex, which...
Safer.
Which isn't sex.
Yeah, that's not sex.
Yeah, it really isn't.
No.
I mean, you can
you're just
do some stuff, but
that's not sex.
It's not sex.
Yeah, it's like it's more like personal. It's like
mutual.
How's your father?
Mutual, you know.
Yeah. We know what it is.
Yeah.
Not just.
Somebody said there's a reason why these people are all single. Yeah, maybe so.
Yeah, maybe that's the thing. Like, dude, those sex robots can't come fast enough.
Hallelujah.
They probably could actually.
What?
Well, I got that. You know what, Mike?
I get it.
Well played. Well played. You got to imagine that if there's 64% of the youngs, the sex robot thing is going to be the next Like, I'm going to invest all my money in sex robots.
I'm with you.
That's going to be the next Amazon. If this is what you're doing and you prefer this, the sex robot is the wave of the future.
All right. Morestudyfinds.org.
64%.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. Scary thing to think about, you know?
Well, I mean, I guess everything else is online, so why wouldn't...
Yeah.
Why wouldn't this?
I mean, I think it's an accoutrement.
Oh.
To a nice little sex life, but not like.
Well, the only reason
replacing the only reason physical
you,
content.
The only reason you do that is like if you're away, like you're on a trip or something, you know, yeah. Like that. The guy the other day that was texting with his wife back and forth, and he accidentally texted us.
Yeah. By the way, he said that he told her about this.
Yeah.
And she put him on probation from texting us for a week.
Really?
Yes.
Oh.
But he said he will still sneak and text us.
She's searching his phone, not for another woman. You're texting those damn primetime guys again.
Who is 503-250-1080? Why do you keep texting them?
She's a hot babe. All right. How much longer can humans live? The aging process discussed.
Ooh.
Yes.
I saw a podcast. Well, I was, yeah.
You like, saw a podcast.
I listened to a podcast.
While he was mowing his lawn.
Yeah. That one wasn't good. This one.
You probably would have seen that one, actually.
I probably would have. This one was, I was not mowing my lawn. I listened to this just like 4 or 5 days ago, and they had an author on there who this is his entire life's work, is seeing how long he can push the human lifespan. It was really interesting. He was a Harvard bro.
All right, that's next. Here's Mike.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
According to new research, immortality and everlasting youth are the stuff of myths, which may finally end the eternal debate. About whether we can live forever.
I saw Indiana Jones do it. He just chose wisely, unlike the Nazi bastard.
So we're trying to reverse the aging process, you know?
Yes.
Like, we spend a lot of money to try to do that.
Uh-huh.
Because we don't like to age.
No.
We don't like to be one of the olds.
Yeah. See, I know... I'm not trying to do the reverse aging thing. I just want to be... upright for as long as I can.
Right.
Like, I know I'm not going to
be... Two different things.
Yeah, I'm not going to be 90. I get that. There's too many miles on my body, and I haven't taken enough care of myself. And but let's say average is what, 78? I want to be as functioning as humanly possible up until the end. That's my goal that I work at.
An unprecedented study has now confirmed that we probably cannot slow the rate at which we get older because of biological constraints. The study by an international collaboration of scientists from 14 countries. Is that satisfactory for you?
That is satisfactory.
And included experts from the University of Oxford set out to test the invariant rate of aging hypothesis, which says that a species has a relatively fixed rate of aging from adulthood.
Okay.
Our findings support the theory that rather than slowing down death, more people are living much longer due to a reduction in mortality at younger ages. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
We compared birth and death data from humans and non-human primates and found this general pattern of mortality was the same in all of them. This suggests that biological rather than environmental factors ultimately control longevity. The statistics confirmed individuals live longer as health and living conditions improve, which leads to increasing longevity across an entire population. Nevertheless, a steep rise in death rates as years advance into old age is clear to see in all species.
Yeah. So I've basically what they're saying is we just got to get through the we got to eliminate the younger deaths.
That's right.
And we've talked about this, but there's this because you can go back and like in they always say like in George Washington times or whatever. It's like, oh, the life expectancy was like 35. There was no old people. Yes, there was. If you made it past a certain point, then yeah, there were people that lived longer, but people died younger all the time because you get an infection and then you were no antibiotics and you died. But it wasn't like there weren't old people. So they're just the idea that you can, you know, if we eliminate the, we basically want to die of old age as opposed to dying of, you know, cancer or whatever the hell gets us when we're in our teens or 20s or 30s.
Yeah, so what's been missing, so this has been a debate for a long time in the academic community.
Yeah.
How much longer we can live. But this is the first time, when they say unprecedented study, this is the first time that they have compared human lifespans to animal populations, multiple animal populations. And so it bridges that gap.
Mm.
And so it's a diverse collection of data, and they basically all are the same, meaning it's all bio, bro.
Okay. Now, the one I listened to, it was a podcast, and they had a guy, David Sinclair. I ordered his book. I was intrigued by what he was bringing. So whether he's full of crap or not, he got me to buy his book. So because I am very intrigued by this. And he's a Harvard researcher, and he believes that in the near future, we will be able to take a series of drugs that basically, I'm trying to the best way to put it. He said, we all have a real age. So he said, like, you're 40, whatever.
I'm 46.
You're 46, I'm 42. That's just a number, right? You could be 46, but you could have a 60-year-old actual age right now,
mm-hmm.
or maybe I have a 70. Like, if one of us is going to die very soon, then our real age is actually quite higher. If one of us is in great shape, takes care of ourselves, then our real number would be quite lower.
That's me.
So he is developing a test. He has one right now, but he said it's limited. There's, you know, it's expensive, and you have to go through one particular thing, and there's a waiting list, but he is developing this Sinclair guy. He's a Harvard researcher, so he's not some quack, you know, out there. He's a really respected guy. He's developing a test where you'll do a cheek swab, send it in, and they will give you what your actual age is.
Mm-hmm.
And then through a series of drugs and kind of a cocktail that he is developing, his idea is that he can roll back your clock, let's say 15, 10 years at a time. And that if you keep doing that, you can really extend your life for a significant period of time. He said, yes, there's going to be some probably limits to this, but he talked about on like your DNA strands, the little, I forget what you call them, but the ends of them, like the tails of them. As you get older, those shrink, those get smaller. And we know that that is the sign of your body decaying. And in some animals, through this cocktail, they have been able to not only stop the regression, they've been able to regrow those.
Hmm.
And so he thinks that he is on some real cutting edge stuff where within the next 10 years, we will be able to go in, get a shot, take some pills, and we will actually be able to turn our clock back.
That's awesome.
Well, you may be 50, but your body's going to feel like it's 35.
Well, you're not slowing the aging process.
No.
You are increasing longevity.
Yes. But he does think that we are going to live through this significantly longer.
And that's within 10 years?
Yes.
So we can all, wow.
And this is not an infinity sort of thing where it's going to be go on forever.
Well, it just means that you're going to have a higher quality of life, right?
Yes.
Like you're going to age, but your body's still going to stay healthier.
Yeah. And so he laid out some real specific things that we already know about what negatively affects us. Like one of them was...
Is this going to be affordable?
Well, and that's the thing is that they're trying to... He's trying to mass produce this, but he said, we know that if you don't smoke... if you exercise regularly, what was the other one? You don't eat.
What?
His big thing is we are not designed to eat a bunch of meals every
day. I'm out too.
That science has proven that when our body eats, it decays. And so his thing is we should be eating way less. We should be eating one, maybe 1.5 to 2 meals a day, not eating every 3 or 4 hours. And he has said we have scientific evidence.
Yeah, this guy's a quack.
That when we eat, our body goes into this sloth-like state of like, oh, well, here we are.
Yeah.
And so
can feel that.
Yeah, he lays. That was his point. He's like, every time we eat, what do you feel?
Yeah.
You feel,
yeah, that's right.
You feel tired. You feel lazy.
You get the itis.
Yeah. And his thing was... our bodies evolved to the point where we need to stay sharp. We need to stay active. And that was gathering, hunting, moving around. And so one of his things is eat less. You eat one, maybe 2 meals a day and fast for long periods of time, 12 to 16 hours. So he lays out these things. And we know that if you do those things, you will live longer, you decay less. And so he's trying to develop a cocktail of drugs and shots that will basically mimic that behavior without you actually having to do it.
Yes.
It was really, really interesting. Which is why I ordered his book. And he goes into great detail
He'll be a multi-billionaire if he does that.
It was really, really interesting stuff. And the whole anti-aging thing, I'm all about
it. But can you, if in 10 years he comes out with this mass-produced thing...
I'm going to start smoking Marlboros.
Can we just eat then? And
that's
we're just going to get the injections of the...
So that's what he said. He said the idea is they understand the process. If you do these things over here naturally, this occurs in your body, right? That
stops the decay.
And, okay.
It's not like this coupled with that equals life.
The point is if you do this and his stuff, you're going to be in the best benefits. But he's trying to make it where you're going to be able to do this... Take the supplements, take the shot, and you'll have the same effect. It won't be as effective, but yes, you can still live your life while still resetting your clock, rolling back your age.
I like that.
Yeah.
Mike is in.
Look at David Sinclair. You can look it up. He's got a bunch of articles written.
I'm flip-flopping.
And then he was out.
I'm Kate Brown.
He's a real interesting guy.
So wrapping this up, their findings confirm that in historical populations, life expectancy was low because many people died young. But as medical, social, and environmental improvements continued, life expectancy increased. More and more people get to live much longer now. However, the trajectory towards death in old age has not changed. This study suggests evolutionary biology trumps everything, and so far medical advances have been unable to beat these biological constraints.
Yeah. And that's what Sinclair is trying to do. He's trying to push the boundaries on it.
John wraps it up next on The Fan.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Mailing It In with Big John Sicanic on 1080 The Fan.
Yes, it is. Here is Big John as Jason is about to embark on his Iceland trip. How are you, sir?
I'm not taking you to the airport, by the way.
Didn't ask you to.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
I'm good. I just want to get that out in the open right now because the fact that you're leaving in 2 days and haven't talked to me about a potential ride doesn't mean that you wouldn't. call me Sunday morning and want me to take you to the airport. So
yeah,
I just want to confirm. I want to confirm that you have got your own transportation to the airport.
You haven't taken me to the airport in years.
That's not true.
That is true.
No, it's been less than years.
There's John once again realizing, yeah, that's right. It's been years. Nah, we just Uber now. That way I don't have to listen to you, bitch.
Good. Thank goodness. I'm proud of you for that, by the way.
I
live far from the airport, do you?
No, I live like, now that I'm down here, it's like a $15 Uber ride.
Now, can I assume that despite the objections of one Frank McFarland, you will be returning from Iceland with a wiener-shaped bottle opener for me?
We'll have to see what happens, John. There is a penis museum in Iceland, so I can neither confirm nor deny that there are plans for my children to buy you a penis-themed gift from Iceland.
Rob, are you aware of this
tradition
that has jumped up in our family?
Yes, he's told us.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. The other day, I was like cleaning out my closet, and I opened the box, and there's like three wiener-shaped bottle openers. And I'm like, yeah, I forgot I had them, but there they are, like from Mexico and Bali and wherever else he's been. It's ridiculous.
Now, I'm planning on going to Magnus for Magnuson, his gym over there. And they That's cool, and they do have Magnus for Magnuson gym t-shirts that I thought about getting you, but we'll see what happens because it's a democratic thing. The kids may vote for the penis. I don't know.
Clip that.
It would be better than a can of chili, though, right, John?
Yes, it will be better than a can of chili. But if I have any input, and I don't, then I'm voting for Magnus for Magnus. Memorabilia from Magnus for Magnuson, not a wiener shaped bottle opener.
Who's that? Who's this guy?
He was like back in the day when they would show like the early days of like the World's Strongest Man on ESPN. He was like a 7-time winner, and his name was Magnus for Magnuson. He was from Iceland. He's like a legend over there, and he's got a gym in Reykjavik. And I 100% plan on going there and buying a shirt.
Yeah, that would be super cool. I highly recommend that, not another bottle opener.
Who's
I don't even have a bottle to open. With the bottle opener, so.
No, maybe we'll get you a penis. Maybe we'll get you a penis bottle to go with your penis bottle openers.
Yeah, I'm sure that you will. That's just par for the course.
Who is the most famous person from Iceland? Who's their claim to fame?
That's a great question. Who is their claim to fame? Do we know? Is it Magnus or Magnuson?
Well, the famous one would be
Bjork. Is she Icelandic?
Yeah, she's Icelandic.
Yeah. If your claim to fame is Bjork, that's not good.
I mean, there's not a lot of people
there.
The
whole country is like 300,000 people.
Who's that guy? Is the guy from the other big strong guy from Game of Thrones, is he from Iceland?
Yeah, Thor Bjornsson.
Yeah, the mountain. Yeah, go find the mountain. That would
his
be
names
cool.
are amazing.
Yeah, he is from there. Now the
Thor Bjornsson.
Yeah, Thor, half Thor Bjornsson, the mountain from Game of Thrones. And he's got a gym over there in Iceland, too, but I don't think it's open to the public.
If you look at the Google list of most famous people, he is fifth on the list.
Who's one?
Bjork.
Bjork, and then what? Then who?
I'm not going to try to pronounce it. It's not someone I don't think you... It's a picture in black and white. Vidgis Finnbogadigo.
Love him.
So Iceland is full of trappy pop stars, super strong humans, and soon, my brother and his family.
Yes. I plan on doing some Viking-esque when I'm over there. I'm going to go around and just check out the... Because there are famous Vikings that are from Iceland, but those are like historical figures.
I'm not going to lie. I'm a little bit excited for your trip. That's going to be super cool. I can't wait to hear the tales of the mechanic.
Yeah, me too. All right, have a good night.
All right, see you guys.
Hey, I'll see you on Tuesday. John will be in here on Tuesday with me. I've got a couple games ready for him.
The kids may vote for the penis.
I'm sorry, one more time, please.
The kids may vote for the penis.
Yes. Perfection. Have fun.
I'll see what I can do.
Enjoy it.
See you guys in a
couple weeks, bro.
2 weeks.
All right. Safe travels. Mike and I back Monday, 3 to 7 on The Fan. Have a great weekend. Good night.
Red chips of Spain. Red chips of Spain.
Don't bro me, please.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.